Real Radio. Realradio.co.uk.
First tonight.
Pensions.
Pension.
Pensions.
Pension.
Pensions. That's been the word on the lips of tens of thousands of public sector workers across Yorkshire. The strike started at midnight. Here in Leeds, a huge rally took place at lunchtime. Teachers, council workers and rubbish collectors all took to the streets. I spoke to Steve Gresley, a member of Unison, who was there.
It seems to be that the poorest people in society are being penalised for the excesses of a few that are at the other end.
Is the government listening to yourselves? Is today about making them listen?
For me, today is about making the strength of feeling known. There's a lot of people, and if you look around at the people that were here today, there were children. I mean, I'm doing this for my children's pensions.
And it's not just here in Leeds that demonstrations have been taking place.
Well, Sheffield was brought to a standstill earlier as hundreds of teachers, council workers and nurses marched through the streets. I'm Real Radio's Rachel Cook. I'm surrounded by angry public sector workers holding up flags and placards, saying things like, hands off our pensions. One of them is Alan Rena from Unite. He's a police support worker in the city.
If we thought that it was a waste of time, wouldn't have turned out. It's very strong. You can see the feeling around you. You can see the people here.
Well, from all the people I've spoken to in Sheffield today, there's one message to the government. Stand up and listen.
The government says its offer when it comes to pensions is fair. David Cameron has branded today's action a damp squib. You've been posting comments on our Facebook all day. Rachel says, I'm a nurse and working, but well done to these nurses for standing up for everyone else. Tony's left a message which reads, at the end of the day, they've got jobs. There's people out there that would be glad of just being able to get a job. What about all these working parents who've had to sacrifice a day's work to look after their kids because schools are shut? And childcare has been a big problem for some parents.
Across Yorkshire, hundreds of schools are closed today, causing disruption for parents.
You be good. Okay, and have a fun day. Thank you.
I'm Real Radio's Grace Melody Gardner in Heckmondwike. There's five children here today, all making Christmas stockings while their parents are at work. Emma Briley is with me now and she's come to the rescue to help her friends out.
There wasn't an awful lot of time to allow people to find alternative childcare and people are just expected to cope with this and it's impossible sometimes. There's not an awful lot of choice out there for parents.
While Emma keeps the children busy here today, other parents have told me they're worried more strikes in the future are going to cause them even more problems.
Rallies like the ones in Yorkshire have been happening across the UK throughout the day. Let's take a look at what's been going on.
I'm Sarah Dobson here in the North East, where most of our schools are shut, transport's been badly hit, hospital appointments affected and thousands of public sector workers are angry. Real Radio News reporter Anna Collinson has been to a big protest on Newcastle's Quayside.
It started raining in the last few minutes, but that hasn't seemed to dampen anyone's spirits. As you can probably hear, people are blowing whistles and waving flags, saying, save our pensions.
It's nothing to do with pay rises, it's to do with their futures.
We need to stand up for the rights that we believe we're entitled to have.
I'm Alex Hulse at the Swaelic Stadium in Cardiff at what's been the largest march and rally in Wales. It's thought up to 5,000 people have come together against the government's public sector pension reform plans. They met earlier at Cardiff Civic Hall and marched through the city centre to here, where union reps gave speeches.
I'm Carol Shedden and I've spent the day in Edinburgh where 10,000 workers turned out to march from the castle to a rally at Holyrood Park next to the Scottish Parliament. There was a real family atmosphere here, with children waving flags in support of their parents' strike. I spoke to teachers, social workers, and even a man who paints Holyrood Palace. Different professions, but the same message. Hands off our pensions.
We're here at Whitworth Park in Manchester. Thousands of people from across the northwest have gathered to have their voices heard. I'm Real Radio's Sarah Poole. I'm here with a couple of protesters now. Just tell me who you are.
Hi, I'm Dave Kitchen. I'm the local Trafford NASUWT secretary and a teacher in Trafford.
What would you say to people that say public sector workers actually get a pretty good deal with their pension?
I think they misunderstand the actual deal public sector workers get.
You can see pictures from the strikes at realradio.co.uk.